take from memory for.
我们读帖撒罗尼迦前书第三章。
Now let us read 1 Thessalonians chapter 3.
新约圣经帖撒罗尼迦前书第三章。
New Testament, the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 3.
第一节，我们既不能再忍，就愿意独自等在雅典。
Therefore, when we could no longer endure it, we thought it best to be left alone in Athens.
打发我们兄弟在基督福音上做神执事的提摩太前去，坚固你们，并在你们所信的道上劝勉你们。
And we sent Timothy, our brother and God's fellow worker in the gospel of Christ, to strengthen and encourage you as to your faith.
免得有人被诸般患难摇动，因为你们自己知道我们受患难原是命定的。
So that no one will be disturbed by these afflictions, for you yourself know that we have been destined for this.
我们在你们那里的时候，预先告诉你们，我们必受患难，以后果然应验了，你们也知道。
For indeed, when we were with you, we kept telling you in advance that we were going to suffer affliction, and so it came to pass, as you know.
为此我既不能再忍，就打发人去，要晓得你们的信心如何，恐怕那诱惑人的到底诱惑了你们，叫我们的劳苦归于徒然。
For this reason, when I could endure it no longer, I also sent to find out about your faith, for fear that the tempter might have tempted you, and our labor would be in vain.
但提摩太刚才从你们那里回来，将你们信心和爱心的好消息报给我们，又说你们常常纪念我们，切切地想见我们，如同我们想见你们一样。
But now that Timothy has come to us from you and has brought us good news of your faith and love, that you always kindly think of us, longing to see us just as we also long to see you.
所以弟兄们，我们在一切困苦患难之中，因着你们的信心就得了安慰。
For this reason, brethren, in all our distress and affliction, we were comforted about you through your faith.
你们若靠主站立得稳，我们就活了。
For now we really live if you stand firm in the Lord.
我们在神面前，因着你们甚是喜乐，为这一切喜乐，可用何等的感谢为你们报答神呢？
For what thanks can we render to God for you in return for all the joy with which we rejoice before our God on your account?
我们昼夜切切地祈求，要见你们的面，补满你们信心的不足。
As we night and day keep praying most earnestly that we may see your face and may complete what is lacking in your faith.
愿神我们的父和我们的主耶稣一直引领我们到你们那里去。
Now may our God and Father Himself and Jesus our Lord direct our way to you.
又愿主叫你们彼此相爱的心，并爱众人的心都能增长充足，如同我们爱你们一样。
And may the Lord cause you to increase and abound in love for one another and for all people, just as we also do for you.
好使你们当我们主耶稣同他众圣徒来的时候，在我们父面前心里坚固，成为圣洁，无可责备。
So that he may establish your hearts without blame in holiness before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus with all his saints.
好，我们圣经就先念到这里。
So this concludes our Bible reading.
一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们何等感谢你。
Lord, how we thank you and praise you.
感谢你以永远的爱爱了我们。
Thank you, you have loved us with the everlasting love.
感谢你这个爱实在是何等的阔长深高。
Thank you that this love is so high and deep and long and wide.
我们真的求主早晨，你再借着圣灵把你的爱再一次浇灌在我们的里面。
This morning, may you again pour out your love through your Holy Spirit.
再来开启我们。
So that you can open our hearts.
让我们更深地来明白你自己的爱。
That we can understand your love even deeper.
感谢你这样的怜悯我们。
Thank you for having so much mercy.
让我们再有机会一同的来读你自己宝贵的话语。
And we have a chance again to read your precious words.
愿主你来亲自来向我们说话。
May you speak to us directly.
我们都一同的谦卑的在主面前来等候。
Humbly we wait before you.
求主你来安静我们的心。
May you quiet our hearts.
你的同在充满在我们的中间。
And your presence will fill our midst.
愿你向我们说话的时候。
As you speak to us,
愿我们有耳，我们都能够听见。
Everyone who has ear, let them hear.
我们全心的来投靠你。
We want to trust in you with our whole heart.
听我们的祷告。
You hear our prayers.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 每次我们读《帖撒罗尼迦前书》的时候，我们里面都觉得非常的喜乐。
Every time we read the book of First Thessalonians, our hearts are always filled with joy.
因为这里告诉我们，我们的主有一天他要再来。
Because here it tells us one day our Lord is coming back.
这实在是我们每一个神儿女在地上的盼望。
Truly, this is the hope for every child of God.
我们实在需要常常用这样的话语来彼此的劝勉。
We need to encourage and admonish one another with such words.
虽然有的时候我们可能对主带来的许多的真理可能不是很清楚。
Perhaps sometimes we're not very clear of all the facts and all the truth about his coming.
可能有的时候我们也不一定非常的了解主的再来在主整个救赎计划里的那一个重要性。
And sometimes we might not understand the importance of his coming in the whole scheme of his entire salvation.
但是在我们跟主跟随主在那里生活侍奉的时候
But as we follow the Lord, as we live and serve him,
很多时候你们真的巴不得能够与主面对面
Sometimes we really have a desire that we would love to see him face to face.
因为很多时候我们发现我们知道的太有限了
Because sometimes we see that we have known so little.
就好像刚才唱的诗歌一样何等不明何等可疑
Just as the hymn we just sang, how unclear and how unsure we are.
很多时候我们真的不晓得主怎样带领我们。
Sometimes we're not sure how the Lord is leading us.
也不明白很多的事情为什么临到我们的身上。
We don't understand why so many things happen to us.
多少时候我们真的盼望能够有人告诉我们。
Very often we wish someone would tell us.
因为我们自己知道太有限。
Because our knowledge is so limited.
那么发现这个先知告诉我们也很有限。
And even the prophets, their prophecies are limited.
但是当我们读哥林多前书十三章那里的时候我们就得到安慰
But we were comforted as we read the First Corinthians chapter 13
因为说等到那完全的来到的时候啊，这个有限的就归于无有了
Because it tells us when the one that is perfect when he comes all the limited will be nothing
我们今天好像是对着镜子观看模糊不清
Now today we look as looking into the mirror dimly
到那天就要面对面了
But one day we'll see him face to face
今天我们知道的有限
Today our knowledge is limited
等到主来的时候
But one day when he comes
等到那日的时候
On that day
哎呀那何等的稀奇
How wonderful
我们就全知道了
And we will know it all
所以有的时候我们在和一些年轻弟兄姊妹在一起追求的时候
Sometimes as we pursue the Lord with younger brothers and sisters
我们也讨论不出个所以然来
We don't know what we can share about
我们就是等主来就好了
We just say as long the Lord comes
等到完全的来到我们就全知道了
We'll just wait for that perfection to come
弟兄姊妹主来的时候不仅我们全知道
Not only when he comes we'll know everything
刚才第二章里特别告诉我们说他召我们是进他的国得他的荣耀
But even in the second chapter of Thessalonians he says he called us into his kingdom into his glory
弟兄姊妹到那一天神的国就完全显现出来
And on that day his kingdom will be fully revealed
今天神的国就在这里
Today the kingdom is here
但是今天神的国还没有这样的完全的显现出来
But this kingdom is not yet fully revealed
我们虽然可以进入到神国的实际的里面
Even though we may enter into the reality of his kingdom
但是到了主再来的时候
But when he comes
世上的国就成了我主和主基督的国
The kingdom of this world will become the kingdom of our Lord and Jesus.
他要作王直到永远。
And he will be king until eternity.
我们要与我们的主永远同在。
And we will be with him forever.
而且我们每一个 属他的儿女，我们都有这样的荣耀。
And everyone, every child of God will receive His glory.
因为我们不仅进他的国，而且还要得荣耀。
Because not only will enter into His kingdom, but will enter into His
glory. 弟兄姊妹，这是我们的盼望。
And that is our hope.
今天我们在地上，我们实在需要用这样的话，我们常常的彼此劝勉。
And we need to admonish one another with such words.
那么帖撒罗尼迦前书就特别告诉我们说，我们怎样的来等候主再来。
And here in the book of 1 Thessalonians, it tells us how we should wait for His coming.
我们知道主要来。
We know that He is coming.
那我们怎么等候主再来呢？
And how should we wait for His coming?
是不是我们就不好好过日子了呢？
Do we stop living our normal ways?
正好相反。
It is the opposite.
你看这里的第一章里就告诉我们，我们要好好的过日子。
In the first chapter, it tells us we need to live well.
我们要过一个信心的生活。
We need to live a life of faith.
一个爱心的生活。
A life of love.
一个充满了盼望的生活。
A life full of hope.
哦，弟兄姊妹，我们今天不是不过生活。
Today is not that we stop living.
信、望、爱，这三方面的生活乃是我们基督徒生活的要素。
Faith, hope, and love, these are the most important elements
of our Christian life. 这是我们在地上等候主再来生活的秘诀。
And these are the secrets as we wait for His coming.
不仅我们在生活中等候主的再来。
Not only we wait for Him in our lives.
第二章也特别告诉我们说，我们在侍奉中等候主的再来。
Chapter 2 tells us we should wait for His coming in our service.
因为主来的时候，要得着又忠心又良善的仆人。
Because when He comes, He's here to gain a good and faithful servant.
我才相信每一个等候主再来的人。
I trust every child of God who's waiting for His coming.
每一个盼望主再来的人。
Who has a hope of His coming.
我们都有一个心愿。
We all have a desire.
我们在地上成为一个又忠心又良善的仆人。
That we may be good and faithful servants.
我们在这里一同来等候主的降临。
That we can here together wait for His coming.
那么到了第三章这里。
When it comes to chapter 3.
他这里特别告诉我们说，我们要在患难中等候。
He tells us that we need to wait for His coming in our afflictions.
这件事对我们来讲好像就有点稀奇。
This is a bit of amazing to us.
在生活中等候主来，我们能够明白。
We understand how to wait for His coming in our life.
在侍奉中等候主再来，我们也愿意。
And we're even willing to wait for Him in our service.
但是什么叫做在患难中等候主的。
What does it mean to wait for His coming in our afflictions?
你怎么能够这样说呢？
How can we say in that way?
因为在这头一段里面，这一章大概其可以分成三个小段。
And you can divide this chapter into three smaller sections.
第一节到第五节。
From verse 1 to 5.
这里特别告诉我们一件事。
Here it tells us one thing in particular.
他说，你们受患难原是命定的。
That you are destined for this affliction.
弟兄姊妹，这里说到我们受患难，神的儿女受患难，这不仅光光是对帖撒罗尼迦弟兄姊妹说的。
And here it's not only speaking to the brothers and sisters in the Thessalonica's church.
这是对我们每一个弟兄姊妹说的。
It speaks to every one of us.
当然我们知道帖撒罗尼迦弟兄姊妹他们那个时候受到犹太人的苦害。
And we know at that time the people in Thessalonica had been persecuted by the Jews.
他们也受本地人的苦害。
And they were persecuted by the locals.
他们在环境上非常的艰难。
And they were very difficult in their
environment. 他们刚刚的蒙恩得救。
They were just saved.
使徒保罗在他们中间的服侍差不多可能只有三个星期的时间。
Paul only served them and spoke among them for three Sabbaths.
他们好像是刚刚蒙恩得救的人一样。
And they were just saved.
弟兄姊妹，我们读的时候，我们发现非常的稀奇。
But it's amazing as we read this.
当使徒保罗写这封书信的时候
，When Paul wrote this letter，
他不是这个时候才告诉他们说，我们受患难原是命定的。
He's not just telling him right now that they have been destined for affliction.
他说我在你们中间就已经告诉你们了。
But he said when I was among you, I kept telling you in advance.
弟兄姊妹，我不晓得我们在这边传福音的时候，我们讲什么。
I don't know when we share the gospel, what do we tell them?
你会不会跟？我想至少今天听说有15个要受浸。
I hear today 15 will be baptized.
我想这初信这个弟兄姊妹最好不要讲这个。
I think a lot of times we don't want to talk about affliction to new believers.
等他们以后再告诉他们。
Maybe later on we'll tell them.
现在告诉他们都不敢受浸了。
If you tell them about afflictions right now, they might not want to be baptized.
特别是如果中间还有福音朋友，最好把他都捂上。
Especially if they're gospel friends, let's cover this up.
所以有的时候这个想说准备这个帖撒罗尼迦前书第三章，我想这个最好不要赶到受浸的时候。
So before I was thinking as I prepare for this chapter, let's not coincide this chapter with baptismal meeting.
这没想到就是要受浸的时候。
And little did I know, it is the same week.
弟兄姊妹，你发现使徒保罗他在那传福音的时候。
So we see as Apostle Paul, when he shared the gospel.
他在那只有三个星期的时间。
He only stayed there for 3 weeks.
我不知道有几次能够讲到。
I don't know how many times he had a chance to share with them.
但是他讲到一件事。
But he said one thing.
他讲到在他的福音的内容里面讲了一件事。
In his gospel, he talked about this thing.
我们受患难是命定的。
That we have been appointed to have afflictions.
弟兄姊妹，这是什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
难道我们信耶稣要受患难吗？
Does it mean that once you believe the Lord, you will be afflicted?
弟兄姊妹，我们信主耶稣基督不是要受患难。
It is not that.We have to be afflicted. We have to suffer as we believe the Lord.
这不是福音，对不对？
That is not the gospel.
弟兄姊妹，我们这些属乎神的儿女。
We who belong to the Lord.
我们没有得救之前，我们才在患难里面呢。
Before we were saved, we were in suffering.
我们天天受患难。
Daily we were afflicted.
到了一个地步，我们都没感觉了。
Even to the point we're numb to it.
像刚才我们选的105首那首诗歌，我非常的喜欢。
I really like the hymn that we sang in the 105.
每次唱的时候，我里面都充满了感动。
Every time we sing it, my heart is moved.
因为这里面说我们从前是深沉在罪海中啊。
Because it tells us that we were sinking deep in sin.
弟兄姊妹，我们从前是在罪的苦海中泡大的。
That we grew up in the sea of afflictions.
我们从前因着犯罪的缘故，那个罪真的苦害我们。
Because of our sin, we suffered so much.
也许外面的环境没有那么艰难。
Even though perhaps our environment wasn't very difficult.
但是那罪却害及我们的心呢。
But our own sins.
是苦到了极处啊。
It's so bitter and difficult.
弟兄姊妹，我们从前是在罪的深海，在罪的苦海中泡大的。
Before we were sinking deep in sin.
是主怜悯了我们。
It is the Lord had mercy on us.
是主的爱救了我们。
It is His love that lifted us.
弟兄姊妹，我们得救以后，我们觉得真的太好了。
After we were saved, we felt this so good.
实在是爱救了我们。
Truly, love lifted us.
他把我们从罪的深海中拯救了出来。
He saved us and rescued us from
the sea of sin. 脱离了罪的污秽。
And out of the filthiness of sin, all the corruption of sin,
更是从罪的痛苦里面拯救了出来。
And it saved us from the suffering of sin.
所以我们有首诗歌，那也是我很喜欢的，那个是自耶稣住在我心的。
So there was another hymn I love that sings Jesus lived in my heart.
这个自耶稣住在我心，喜乐潮溢我魂呢，如海涛之滚滚呢。
Since Jesus lived in my heart, joy overwhelms me like.The waves.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们蒙恩得救的经历。
And that is our experience as we were saved.
因为主的爱救了我们。
Because his love lifted us.
我们从罪恶的、痛苦的这些的苦海中被拯救了出来。
And we have been rescued from all the sufferings of sin.
今天基督成了我们的份。
Today Jesus is our portion.
弟兄姊妹，从前痛苦是我们杯中的份。
Before a bitterness and suffering is the portion of our cup.
今天基督成了我们杯中的份。
Today Christ Jesus is the portion of our cup.
那么这里面什么叫做你们受苦原是命定
？So what does that mean? Here it says you were destined for afflictions.
难道我们蒙恩得救以后，主还让我们一直留在痛苦患难当中吗
？Is it saying that after we were saved, the Lord wants to keep us in our sufferings?
弟兄姊妹，我们。仔细读这段话的时候，我们里面就发现说，其实使徒保罗是用这些的话来劝勉、坚固在帖撒罗尼迦弟兄姊妹。
But if you read these words carefully, Apostle Paul is using these words to strengthen and to encourage these people in Thessalonica.
多么稀奇啊！
It is so amazing.
你想这样的话怎么能够坚固初信弟兄姊妹呢？
How can you use these words to establish?New believers,
特别是他们在患难当中啊
especially when they're in suffering,
不是在这里提醒他们
it is not to remind them,
乃是在这里劝勉、 坚固他们。
But to strengthen and to encourage them.
换句话说，这是好消息啊。
In another word, it is glad tidings for them.
弟兄姊妹，你发现这里他说，说到提摩太的时候
，Here when he talks about Timothy,
他特别说到我们的弟兄提摩太是在基督福音上做神执事的。
Here says Timothy is our brother who is a fellow worker in God.In the gospel of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，你发现好像在这里给我们一个感觉，使徒保罗在这里讲的不是一个提醒，一个警告。
Here we get a sense that Apostle Paul is not alarming them, not to remind them.
乃是一个坚固，一个劝勉。
But he's here to strengthen them, to encourage
them. 你说这个我们就不明白了。
Then I don't completely understand.
这怎么是坚固，怎么是劝勉？
How do you encourage someone with afflictions?
所以你看主借着使徒保罗的圣灵启示的时候就非常非常准确的。
So here, as the Holy Spirit reveals it to Paul, it is very clear and very accurate.
他说我们受患难原是命定的。
He says we were destined, we were appointed for this.
你看这英文他翻得很好，我查过这个词，这个词的意思原文就是说这一个原是命定的，就是 appointed, 就是。预约好的。
The English is precise that these things were appointed.
弟兄姊妹，你在美国，你知道你看病一样去看医生不容易的。
Here you, in America, you know it's not that easy to go see a doctor.
你不像在从前我中间我在中国看看医生，我想去看就看了。
Before in China, if I want to go to the hospital, I just walk in.
我推门就进去了。
I just walk into the hospital.
因为我有后门的，所以我推门就进看医生了。
Especially I know someone in the hospital, I can see anyone I want.
我想看医生，我直接就进去的。
If I want to see a doctor, I'll just walk right in.
你发现到美国不是这样的。
But in America, it's not the same.
到美国这个病人要看医生真难的。
If you want to see a doctor as a patient, it's not that easy.
且看不着呢。
It will take you a long time.
哎呀，这个医生啊，他就好像一辈子看不着他一样。
It's almost that you will never see a doctor's face.
门口有个护士。
In the beginning, at the door, there was a nurse.
好不容易叫你的名字进去了，里面还一个护士。
After she calls your name, inside there's another nurse.
好不容易护士走了，这个助理医师又来了。
After the nurse goes away, the assistant doctor comes.
我看着手表已经一个半钟点了，怎么医生到哪里去了
？I say it's already an hour and a half. Where's the doctor?
你说这个医生后来就来了。
And then the doctor comes.
你知道这个病人对于医生来讲，真的好像至战至轻的苦楚一样。
You know, the patience to a doctor is like the light and temporary afflictions.
你就知道一共两分钟他就走的人了。
He will just see you for 2 minutes and he leaves.
你知道这个词是什么意思吗？
Do you know what this word means?
弟兄姊妹，我们得救以后。
After we were saved.
所有要看我们的苦难。
That every affliction that wants to come and see us.
弟兄姊妹，这个苦难好像这个病人一样。
These afflictions, they're
like patients. 我们就好像医生一样。
We are just like the doctor.
你知道每一个要看我们的这些的苦难都得 make appointment.
You know every affliction that wants to visit us, they have to make appointment.
有人跟我说，那有没有走后门的？
The people ask, is there anyone that comes through the back?
有没有这个 emergency? 有没有看急诊的？
Is there any emergency patients?
一个都没有。
There's not one.
病人可以走后门。
The patients in this world.
病人他可以看急诊。
They can go walk into emergency
room. 弟兄姊妹，临到我们身上的每一个苦难都必须在神那里 make appointment.
But every affliction that wants to come to visit us have to make appointment.
弟兄姊妹，这是福音呐。
And this is gospel.
弟兄姊妹，从前这些苦难临到我们身上，从来的门都不敲的。
Before we were saved, these afflictions can come and visit us without even knocking on the door.
我们从前是罪恶的苦海中泡大的。
That we were sinking deep in the sea of sin.
因为我们弃绝神。
Because we've rejected God.
我们活在世上没有指望，没有神。
And we live in this world without any hope,
without any God. 我们甚至故意的在那里抵挡神，故意的犯罪。
Even purposefully we sin and we oppose God.
所以神就任凭我们。
So the God let us be.
弟兄姊妹，不是神不掌权。
It is not that He does not reign in us.
但是痛苦临到我们身上，好像我们喝海水一样。
But when suffering comes to us, it's as if we were drinking.Ocean water.
好像这些病人随便他就进来了。
And these afflictions will come in whenever they want.
每一个他都是 emergency 的。
And everyone seemed to be an emergency.
你知道我那个时候在国内看医生，我还非常稀奇。
Before when I was in China, when I went to the doctor, it's
我发现那个挂号的都在外边等着。
And everyone who has appointment, they're all waiting outside.
不挂号的都坐在里面。
And anyone that didn't have appointment that they can come into the back door, they can come in straight directly. And after I came out from the doctor one time, the people waiting outside said, I am the number three in the appointment. I'm still waiting here.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们从前。
And that's how we were before.
我们得救之前，所有的苦难要来折磨我们，他想来就来。
And before we were saved, any suffering that wants to come and torture us, he can come whenever he wants.
多久他想待多久就待多久。
And he can stay however long he wants.
他想多严重就有他多严重。
He wants to be however severe he wants to be.
弟兄姊妹，我们得救以后。
After we were saved.
多么稀奇啊！弟兄。
It is amazing.
苦难，任何一个苦难
，any affliction，
他要想见我们没那么容易啊。
Any suffering is it is not easy for them to visit us.
那里有个护士坐在那儿。
There is a nurse sitting there.
你知道这个护士要把这个整个的病人整个查的一个底朝天的。
You know the job of the nurse is to to thoroughly look into any all the background of the patient.
这个底细都给你查得清清楚，祖代三祖宗三辈都给你查清楚了。
He will look through all your family background and everything.
我不晓得你看医生，你有没有做过这样的事？哎呀，那真的那表填不完的。
I don't know if you have been to the doctor and fill out all the forms.
弟兄姊妹，在我们生命门口的这一位伟大的护士不需要让他填表的。
But there's a great nurse before us.
哦，他了解每一个苦难他的程度。
And he knows every single affliction. He knows all the severity of every affliction.
他规定他进来的时间。
And he sets the appointment time.
那个角度、那个深度都定好了。
All the angle and the perspective, all the severity he has appointed.
所以这叫做，我们受患难原是命定。
So here he tells us, we have been destined, we have been appointed for these afflictions.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我们今天蒙恩得救了，基督是我们杯中的份呐。
Today we're saved by grace, and Christ is the portion of our cup.
基督成了我们永远的享受。
He is our eternal enjoyment.
刚才有弟兄姊妹在这个薄饼的时候，是让我们饮他乐河的水，在他殿中来得享肥甘呐。
There was a brother who prayed that let us.Drink from the river of joy. Let us enjoy all the fatness in his temple.
这是我们的生活。
And that is our life.
青草地。
It is green pastures.
溪水旁。
It is living water.
真的是甜美啊。
It is beautiful.
但是神在他的这个智慧的里面。
But in the wisdom of God.
他为我们预约了一些的苦难。
He had appointed some afflictions for us.
弟兄姊妹，你怕不怕？
Are you afraid of this?
不用怕了，对不对
？There's no need to be afraid.
哎呀，这些苦难来的时候，主早就把它调查得清清楚楚，你根本不需要怕的。
The Lord has searched through and measured all these afflictions.
因为他这么爱我们
，because He loves us.
他把他的命都为我们舍了。
He even gave His own life for us.
他把我们从罪恶死亡中拯救出来。
And He lifted us from sin and death.
他说摸我们呢，就是摸他眼中的瞳仁。
He says, "Whoever touches you will be those who touch."His eye.
弟兄姊妹，你不要以为有什么患难可以随便溜进来哦。
Do not think, do not imagine in your head that any affliction can come in.
主说，如果你头发，你的头发掉一根头发，如果不是他允许，都不可以的。
The Lord even said, without His permission, not one hair will fall off your head.
弟兄姊妹，你觉得一根掉一根头发的患难，你觉得算什么
？What do you think of hair falling off your head?
有谁觉得有谁 care？ 有谁觉得还掉了一根头发，这痛苦的。
Does anyone even care so much that he will suffer and cry when a hair falls off his head?
梳头发自己随便一扯，扯掉好几根呢。
A lot of times we scratch our head and many hairs fall off.
但我告诉你，就是掉一根头发的苦难，也不能够不 make appointment.
But I'll tell you, even when the hair falls off, such affliction cannot come without appointment.
好，弟兄姊妹，这是我们的主这样的爱我们。
Because our Lord loves us so much.
因为这话真的是安慰我们。
And these words comfort us.
这话坚固我们。
It encourages us.
因为没有 emergency 的，没有任何人可以这个一个苦难要来看我们，是看急诊的，不可以的。
Because there's no emergency. There's no affliction that can come emergently.
所有的苦难，他要临到我们，他要来看我们的话，感谢赞美主，这位荣耀的主耶稣就坐在那个门口。
With praise the Lord, this glorious Lord Jesus sits at our door and he watches every affliction that wants to come.
每一个苦难都必须 check out.
And every affliction has to be checked
每个都必须 make appointment.
Everyone has to make appointment.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，多么荣耀的事情啊
！And how glorious.
我们想都想不到啊。
We have never imagined this.
弟兄姊妹，在我们蒙恩得救之前
，Before we were saved.
我们真的是根本就真的活在黑暗的里面。
We truly really lived in darkness.
不晓得明天如何。
We do not know tomorrow.
但今天我们虽然也不晓得明天如何。
Today, even though we still don't know about tomorrow.
但我们知道谁掌握明天。
But I know who holds tomorrow.
我们知道谁握住我们的手。
I know who holds our hands.
弟兄姊妹，我们安慰不安慰呢
？Are we not comforted?
弟兄姊妹，这就叫做什么叫做你们受患难原是命定的。
That is what it means when it says we have been.Appointed for
这句话告诉我们，明天在主的手中。
It tells us tomorrow is in the Lord's hand.
他的手牵着我们的手。
And His hand is holding ours.
弟兄姊妹，这话真的能坚固我们，能够安慰我们。
These words truly establishes us and comforts us.
那我们要问一个问题。
Then we'll ask this
我想我们弟兄姊妹有很多时候我们听到我们也稍微熟悉一些。
And yes, we have heard this message and we know it a little bit.
他真的爱我们。
And He truly loves us.
那为什么还为我们预约一些的苦难来？
Then why does he even appoint these afflictions?
当然完全是为我们的益处。
And it's purely for our benefit.
因为他太爱我们。
Because he loves us so much.
他不能够允许我们好像那个浪子回来以后就那么直接坐在桌子上就完事了，不是这样。
He cannot allow us as the prodigal son as we return to him.He would just put us directly on the table.
这是主的大爱没有错。
Yes, he does love us.
但是你知道，如果我是那个浪子的话，我坐在那，我心里面真的很难过。
But if I were that a prodigal son, I would go straight to the table, and then I would feel uncomfortable. Do you know why?
因为我发现旁边的，比如说我弟兄，他都捂着嘴巴。
Because I'll see my brother, he's holding his nose.
因为我太臭了。
Because I've been filthy.
因为我跟猪滚的时间太久了。
I've been rolling with the pigs for a long time.
我一身的臭气啊。
And I've been filthy. And
弟兄姊妹，你发现一身臭气的人自己不知道的。
And if you have odor, then you do not know yourself.
你有没有发现
？Have you realized that?
因为有人说我臭，所以我不臭啊。
And someone would say that you're stinky, and I would smell myself, and I couldn't smell it.
你一定生病了，说你这个嘴巴臭啊臭，我怎么不臭啊
？And one time I was sick, people say you have bad breath, and I couldn't tell myself.
所以主他。为什么让患难来看我们呢
？So why does the Lord appoint these afflictions to us？
因为让我们认识我们自己
，so that we can know ourselves。
弟兄姊妹，我们从前只认识我们行为的不好。
Before we only knew that we had actions that were sinful。
我们实在不晓得原来在我们里面有一个犯罪的天性。
We never knew that there was a nature of sin in us。
真的不认识啊
！We never knew this。
我真的不晓得怎么还有一个律在那抓住我。
We didn't know there was a law that holds us.
我真的想爱主啊。
We want to love the Lord.
那个时候真的觉得主的爱真的是这样临到我身上。
We really felt that the love of God poured out on our hearts.
可是我就胜不过那个电视啊。
But we cannot overcome this television.
只要回到家，我跟主说，我今天要爱你胜过电视。
Even as we go home, I tell the Lord.I want to love you more than TV.
等不了几天，电视就胜过了一切。
And after a couple of days, TV will overcome again.
真是痛苦啊
！It is painful.
我说怎么会有这种事情
？And I asked the Lord, how can this be?
那个时候真的是没有人给我讲这些话。
And no one tells me these things.
如果那个时候我好好听到，可能也好一点。
But if I had listened to sermons carefully, then
也没读到这些，也可能读到就把它越过去，
it,
因为不喜欢嘛。那哪有什么患难是命定的，不喜欢所以就过去了。
Perhaps I even read these scriptures and I just skipped right over because I didn't want to hear there were appointed afflictions.
但是你们真的不明白。
But I didn't understand.
所以我真的是被摇动了。
So I was shaken.
被那个诱惑人的到底诱惑了。
I was tempted by the tempter.
因为那个时候我觉得我根本没有得救。
Because I even thought I have never been saved.
你怎么会得救呢
？How can I be saved?
你得救了，怎么行为还是这个样子
？If I were saved, how come I still live in such actions?
你看人家那个圣徒在那里祷告赞美的时候，你就是个灰暗圣徒，赶紧藏起来。
Look at those saints who are they are robed in praises. You are just a saint in darkness, then you should hide yourself.
那个时候真的不明白这个主的话，所以就整天做灰暗圣徒啊。
And I didn't understand the word of the Lord, so I kept being the saint in darkness.
哎呀，感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
借着这些的软弱、失败这些难处
through all of my failures and weakness and through all the difficulties.
让我们看见我们罪的天性，那真的是一个罪的诠释。
He calls us to cause me to see that the this nature of sin is power.
很多时候，我们这个人的性格，天然的性格，给我们带来不少痛苦。
This nature had caused us to bring us so much pain.
活在自己里面，你的时候，那个时候真的是。带给自己，带给周围人太过痛苦。
When you're living in yourself, when you're living in your sin, you have brought so much pain and suffering to yourself and the people around you.
所以主他要爱，他爱我们，他要拯救我们。
So the Lord loves us and He wants to save us.
他让我们要借着圣灵进入到真理。
Through the Holy Spirit, He wants to bring us into the truth.
那我们要晓得真理，真理就使我们得到自由啊。
And we will know the truth, and the truth will set us free.
所以这是主。为什么要让这些患难预约好了？他要来见我们的原因。
That is why he has appointed these afflictions.
因为他让我们认识我们自己。
So that we can know ourselves.
也让我们认识主的恩典。
So that we can know the grace of God.
弟兄姊妹，我不晓得你自己的经历如何。
I don't know if you what your experiences are.
我觉着很多时候是经过了痛苦、患难、失败以后，才真的晓得主真的是这么爱我们。
It is only through these afflictions, through these sufferings, then we come to truly know that He loves us.
记得有一段，那个刚刚得救的时候，那个时候我不知道有什么观念辖制着我，觉着说不能去聚会的。
When I was just saved, I forgot there was some thought in my head that prevents me from going to meetings.
我这么年轻
，I was young，
把时间都浪费在跟这些人聚在一起。
I wasted all my life.Meeting with these people.
礼拜天早上不能睡觉。
I cannot sleep on Sunday mornings.
亏损太大了。
I lose so much.
虽然里面真的是有这个非常喜欢和弟兄姊妹在一起。
Yes, when I'm there with brothers and sisters, I rejoice.
但我想我要在世上足足的享受一下。
But I did want to enjoy everything I can in this world.
主就真的是预约好了患难临到我身上。
And truly, the Lord appointed some afflictions.
哎呀，真的到了有一天呢，我所有世上的朋友有一天都不理我了。
Until one day, all of my worldly friends stopped talking to me.
我就想，那主还理不理我呀
？And I ask, would the Lord still talk to me?
我说再试一次好了。
And I want to try this again.
那礼拜六晚上，我说我就去试一试。
So on the Saturday evening, I said, let me try to talk to
the
Lord.
我看主还要不要我了
？I want to see if the Lord still wants to talk to me.The world has already rejected me. That at least that was my feeling. The world has rejected me. And I thought perhaps the Lord will also reject me. Can there be anyone like me who have been saved for over a year and I haven't been to any meetings? Many meetings. But when I came back to the meeting, to the gathering, the love of the Lord poured out on me.
没有一句责备的话。
There was not one rebuke.
只有爱。
Only love.
那一天我觉得这是我的家。
And that day I felt this is my home.
我这一辈子不要离开这个家。
I don't want to leave this home.
弟兄姊妹，多少时候因着这些的软弱、失败和痛苦。
So often because of our weaknesses, our failures, our sufferings.
我们觉得主的爱何等的宝贵。
And we felt how precious is the love of God.
像我这样
People like me.
他还是这样的爱我
He still loves us.
他的爱今日万胜昨日
His love is sweeter today far than yesterday.
哎呀弟兄姊妹你就看见主多么爱我们呢
How much does the Lord love us?
他用我们的预约把这些苦难让他见我们
Out of his love he appointed these afflictions.
而且让我们来认识他
So that we can know him.
不仅认识我们自己经历他的慈爱
Not only to know ourselves, but we can experience His love.
让我们认识他是怎样的一位神。
Then we can know what a God He is.
哎呀，这个过去这个半年多的时间。
For the past half a year.
在当博聚会里面，我们年轻人中间有许多的难处。
At the gatherings in Dumbo, among the young people, there were many difficulties.
神预约了好多难处给我们的年轻人。
And the Lord had appointed so many difficulties.
那个时候，你知道我心里怎么感觉吗？
Do you know my heart and my thoughts?
因为我已经读过这段话了。
Because I just read these scriptures.
我里面好喜乐啊。
My heart rejoices.
感谢主啊。
We thank the Lord.
但我当年不能这么讲了。
But of course I cannot tell that into their face.
那么我们就和年轻弟兄一起祷告啊。
So I pray with the younger brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，有一个年轻姊妹很有意思。
There was one young sister who was very interesting.
她也没跟我们讲。
She didn't tell us anything.
她就把我们每一次弟兄姊妹提的祷告声都把它记下了。
She just wrote down everything, every prayer request.
突然有一天她跟我们讲。
Suddenly one day she told us.
那我们祷告不能一上来就祷告的。
You know, when we come to pray, we cannot just dive straight into prayers.
我们要先好好的感谢神。
We need to come and thank the Lord.
照着我的记录。
According to everything I recorded.
这几个月主全都听了我们的。
In these past few months, the Lord has answered every one of our prayers.
他们虽然刚刚信。
Yes, they were new believers.
有的还是在这个还没受浸呢，还做福音朋友呢。
Some were still gospel friends. They were not even baptized yet.
他们认识经历了一件事。
But they have experienced one thing.
我们的神是听祷告的神。
That our God is God who answers prayers.
在人不能的，在神凡事都能。
In man it's impossible, but in God all things are possible.
弟兄姊妹，你看看神预约的这些难度多么宝贵啊
！You see, it is so precious to have.For the Lord to appoint these afflictions.
弟兄姊妹，不要以为说信主需要多少多少年以后你才能经历认识主。
Do not think that you have to believe and know the Lord for so many years before you can experience. 弟兄姊妹，
刚刚蒙恩得救，我们就可以认识他。
As soon as you believe Him, you can know Him.
因为圣经要说，从至大的到至小的，我们都必认识他。
The Bible says, from the greatest to the least of all, you will all know him.
虽然我们对主认识度量不一样，但是我们可以来认识他。
Even though the measure of our knowledge can differ, but we can all know him.
你知道人认识主以后，你就知道那一个祷告你是压不住的。
And you know, after you come to know the Lord, you cannot hold back the prayers.
有的时候这个领会弟兄说，这不行，时间到了，咱们赶紧停吧。
Sometimes the leading brothers, sisters,But brothers will say, all the time's up, let us end, conclude this meeting.
这个年轻人一个一个接着祷告。
But the young people kept praying one after another.
后来我们祷告聚会的时候，大家说，咱们是不是我们当末太守传统了？我们这个薄饼一个小时，我们才45分钟啊。
During prayer meetings, we even discussed, are we following traditions?That we only had 45 minutes before the table.
是不是主会带领我们？我们再把薄饼聚会再长一点。
Perhaps the Lord can lead us to extend the time before the table.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们这样来认识我们的神
，If we truly come to know our Lord,
我们觉得一上午都薄饼都可以的。
We feel that we can break the bread the whole morning.
因为我们不需要自己做什么。
We don't need to do anything.
你发现他们经历的神，他们就是感谢，就是赞美。
Because you see these younger brothers and sisters, when they experience God, they cannot help but to praise Him.
弟兄姊妹，当有神把这些难处预约来的时候，哎呀，弟兄姊妹真的是喜乐啊。
And when these appointed afflictions come, everyone rejoices.
不仅如此。
Not only this.
我们知道我们的主他是何等的智慧。
And we know the wisdom of our God.
因为我们知道是。生命的生长有个律的
，because there's a law for life to grow.
因为我们所领受的生命是一个复活的生命。
Today the life we receive is a life of resurrection.
这个生命你是越压它，它长得越好。
That the more you afflict it, the better it grows.
你越苦害它，长得越茂盛。
The more you press it down, the more it thrives.
弟兄姊妹，这是。我们主的生命。
And this is the life of our Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们看旧约的以色列人，他们的故事就是我们今天的警戒嘛。
You see the story of the Israelites in the Old Testament.
你发现神非常的稀奇。
It is amazing.
他要让他们成为大一个强大的一个国家。
The Lord has appointed for them to be a strong nation.
让他们的人数好像海边的沙一样无数。
For them to be as numerous as the sand by the sea.
没有让他们一直就留在迦南地。
They were not supposed to remain only in the land of
Canaan. 乃是把他们摆在埃及受苦400年。
But that the Lord had placed them in Egypt to suffer for 400 years.
你读出埃及记第一章，你发现非常的稀奇的。
And you read, as you read the first chapter of Exodus.
你越发苦害他们，他们生的越多。
The more you afflict them,The more numerous they become.
你越压制他，这个生命就越旺盛。
The more you press them down, the more this life thrives.
弟兄姊妹，你就发现我们的神真的是爱我们呐。
And you come to understand the Lord truly loves us.
因为他盼望我们都脱离婴孩的阶段。
Because he wants us to no longer be infants.
让我们都成为长大成熟的一辈人。
We can all grow up into maturity.
不仅如此，我们知道我们大家最熟悉的就是管教了，是不是
？Not only this, we know about his disciplines.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹喜欢不喜欢管教。
I don't know if you like enjoy discipline.
我不喜欢管教。
I don't enjoy discipline.
我记得有一段时间我闷闷不乐。
There was one time I was depressed. I was not happy.
因为好像每一件事这个都主跟我过不去。
Because as if everything I do, the Lord opposes everything.
我说别人可以这样，我怎么就不可以这样
？And I asked the Lord, other people can do such and such, but I cannot.
我觉得我做的比别人还好一点呢。
I felt I'm even a little better than others.
好像圣经上说的定住眼目啊，好像这个就是降祸不降福。
As the Bible says, if you fix your eyes,
这主定住眼目啊，降祸不降福啊。
As if he has fixed his thought to inflict affliction.Instead of blessing.
所以那个时候我当时嘴巴不敢抱怨的。
Of course, I did not dare to.
我们都知道道理不能够抱怨的。
I did not dare to complain with my mouth. We need to obey. We know the truth.
我们都知道这个道理。
We knew the instructions.
但是这个感觉里面闷闷不乐。
But, in my heart, I was not happy.
有一天在主面前在那里默想的时候。
And one day I was meditating before the Lord.
主让我喜乐去。
And the Lord caused me to rejoice.
主让我觉得他的管教太宝贵了。
He suddenly caused me to see it is precious to be disciplined by the Lord.
因为主说你不是整天得求让我跟你近一点吗
？The Lord asked me, "Aren't you praying all day long that I will be nearer?"
你不是祷告说主，我真的盼望天天都这么亲近你。
Aren't you praying that every day that I will be close to you?
主答应我祷告。
The Lord answered my prayer in such a way.
因为我想起我管教我儿子的时候
Because I remember when I disciplined my son
你说平时跟他的关系还远一点
Sometimes normally I'll be far from him
这距离还远一点
I'm a little bit distant from him
管教的时候跟他关系最近
But whenever I discipline him I'm the closest
管教的时候拉到身边的
When I discipline him I pull him to my side
不仅拉到身边
Not only pull him to my side
管教以后然后他还要亲我
And after I discipline him, he will come and kiss me.
然后儿子还跟我拥抱。
And he will hug me.
因为他觉得终于管教过了。
He said, oh, this discipline has passed.
终于这个事情过去了。
This thing has passed over.
谢谢 Daddy, 还在亲我。
Thank you, Daddy, and he will kiss me.
弟兄姊妹，当我在那里默想的时候。
So as I was meditating,
何等感谢。
I thank the Lord.
是他把我拉到他的身边。
It was him who pulled me to his side.
因为太不顺服了。
Because I was so disobedient.
但是我又盼望能够在主的身边。
But at the same time, I wanted to be near him.
所以主就把我拉到他的身边。
So the Lord pulled me to himself.
弟兄姊妹多么宝贵。
How precious.
弟兄姊妹他要让我们和他亲近。
And he wanted for us to be near him.
弟兄姊妹管教我们的时候真的是主跟我们最近的时候。
When he disciplines us, it's the closest.
你看刚才我们选的那个诗歌那么真的是这个大卫他有这样的经历他说你的杖你的竿安慰我。
As David had that experience that your staff and your rod, they comfort us.
因为你与我同在。
Because you are with us.
我发现这不是我发现的。
It is not that I have discovered this something new.
这不是我有个什么属天的启示。
It is not that I have a great revelation.
我大卫早就有了。
See, King David had this revelation long time ago.
大卫在神的管教的杖的底下他发现主与他同在。
Under the rod of discipline,David discovered the Lord is with him.
因为主把他拉到身边。
Because the Lord pulled him to himself.
弟兄姊妹，你发现这是主为什么差遣这个预定好了这些难处临到我们的原因。
And you see, that is why he had appointed these afflictions.
当然我们知道神还要熬炼我们。
Not only this, he will refine us.
像，我想是不是上一次我们弟兄讲的这个清洁不是纯洁是吧？
Our brother James has shared last time about purity.
主真的就是炼金之人的火呀。
He is like a refiner's fire.
他太爱我们了。
He loves us so much.
他要让我们成为精金呢。
He wants us to be refined as pure gold.
所以这个头一段，好，这里面，好像表面一读，我们觉得这不是在鼓励我们，不是在坚固我们。
So this first section, as we just read it, So、on the surface, we didn't feel that it encourages us.
但是当我们仔细默想的时候，我们觉得真的是安慰我们了。
But if you do meditate on it, you will
我真的觉得
see that it
encourages
us. And he loves us so much.
那么到了后面一段，从第六节到第十节。
In the latter section, from verse 6 to verse 10.
这里告诉我们，我们既然知道主 让我们受患难是命定的。
It tells us since we already come to know that these afflictions are appointed.
他真的要预约许多的患难要来看我们。
That he does appoint many afflictions to visit us.
那我们是要在这个患难中来等候主再来的。
And we need to wait for his coming in these afflictions.
因为在主再来之前，主一直要在那里 make appointment， 一直在那里要安排的。
Because before he comes, he continues to make appointments.
所以呢，我们怎么样能够在患难中等候主再来
？And how can we wait for his coming in our afflictions？
你看这一段就给我们看见那个学习。
So here it shows us what we need to learn.
首先这里他说，但提摩太。刚才从你们那里了回来。
But here it says, but now that Timothy has come back to us from you.
他说，将信心的好消息告诉我。
And he's brought us good news of your faith and love.
弟兄姊妹，我们如何能够在患难中等候主再来呢？
How can we wait for the Lord's coming in our afflictions?
就是有信心的好消息。
That we will have a good news of faith.
这是什么意思？
What does that mean?
就是他们在窒息的逼迫这些的苦害的当中，他们完全顺服，完全接受。
That in all these persecutions and all these afflictions, they completely surrendered and they accepted all of them.
里面没有任何的拒绝。
And there was no rejection in their hearts.
没有任何的埋怨。
There was no complaint in their hearts.
甚至可以说是欢欢喜喜的忍耐宽容。
Even to the point that they rejoiced as they endured.
这是信心的好消息。
And this is a good news of faith.
弟兄姊妹，信心的好消息是什么？
What is this good news of faith?
就是他们真的表现出顺服。
That they were truly obedient.
他们接受神预约给他们的。
They accepted and received everything that the Lord had appointed.
他们在信心上坚固。
They were strengthened in their faith.
弟兄姊妹，这是何等奇妙的一件事。
It is amazing.
弟兄姊妹，许多的时候，我们在遇到难处的时候，
Very often when difficulties come to us,
其实你发现接受这个难处是你这个经历里面受苦最少最少。
You see when you accept this affliction, it is that's a process that suffers the least.
弟兄姊妹，什么时候我们里面有拒绝
？Whenever we reject it in our hearts,
我们闷闷不乐。
When we complain and murmur,
我们不喜欢。
When we become displeased.
我们里面的苦比那个环境加给我们的痛苦要加倍。
The suffering in your heart is much more than the suffering that's afflicted by the environment.
这是我们的经历，对不对？
Isn't that our experience?
你发现当我们里面拒绝的时候，
When you reject it in your heart,
我们里面抵挡的时候，
When you oppose it in your heart,
里面的痛苦其实比外面的那个难处要加倍啊。
The bitterness and the suffering in your heart is multiplied from the suffering from the outside.
而且你发现有一个最大的亏损。
And there is a great loss.
就是因为这个患难是神 make appointment, 是神特别预约来的。
Because since this affliction is appointed by God.
就是这每一个患难它都带着目的来的。
That every affliction comes with a purpose.
弟兄姊妹，多少时候我们经历的患难多。
So often we receive or experience much afflictions.
但是那个目的成就的却很少。
But the purpose was accomplished very little.
多大的亏损啊！
Isn't that a great loss?
弟兄姊妹，每一个神为我们精心挑选、精心查过那样的好不容易预约来的一个难处临到我们身上，弟兄姊妹，你想想那背后都多少的旨意啊！
The Lord has handpicked with all his wisdom these afflictions to come to us.There is a great purpose for him to do all this.
有的时候你羡慕有的弟兄姊妹很长进，是不是？
Sometimes you envy that some brothers and sisters grow very fast.
其实他跟你我一样软弱。
Because we are the same. We're just as weak as others.
不同的是什么？
What's the difference?
我们都经历神量给我们的难处。
We have all received the measurement.
分别就在这里。
All the afflictions that God has measured to us.
They're the same, 但是分别就在这里。
But there was a difference.
那个分别就是说，在他的身上，神的目的成就的很多。
The difference is that the Lord can accomplish His desire and His will, His purpose in another brother.
在我身上成就的很少。
But His purpose cannot be accomplished in me.
弟兄姊妹，你发现神在旧约圣经里面就借着以色列人的经历来给我们看见一个提醒的图画。
You see there is a picture as a warning through the Old Testament Israelites.
你知道以色列那个时候他们因着拜偶像犯罪的缘故，神说我要管教你们。
Because idolatry, the Lord says I will discipline you.
我要差遣苦难来的。
I will send afflictions and sufferings to you.
我要和这个尼布甲尼撒王预约的。
I have made appointment with King Nebuchadnezzar.
那么尼布甲尼撒王真的照着预约就来了。
And according to appointment, this King Nebuchadnezzar
came. 就把他们给掳去了。
And they were captured.
掳去多少年呢？
And how long were they captured?
掳去了七十年。
They were taken captive for 70 years.
弟兄姊妹，这七十年是有目的的。
The 70 years had a purpose.
这七十年是盼望神的百姓能够彻底的从偶像的捆绑里出来。
And the Lord's purpose is so that they can be completely freed from idols.
好让他们全心都来转向我们的神。
So their whole heart can turn back to God.
但是你发现，等到七十年以后
，But you realize after 70 years,
真正愿意回到耶路撒冷的不过是余数。
There was only a remnant that were willing to return to Jerusalem.
所以你就看见摩西在这个利未记这个二十六章那里就警告他们说，如果还不肯悔改的话，那么这一个管教的年数要加七倍的。
So Moses warned them in the 26th chapter of Leviticus, saying, if you reject your discipline, then he will afflict your trouble seven times more.
你知道以西结在那预言的时候说，以色列人其实本来要被管教420年。
You see, Ezekiel had prophesied that the Israelites would be disciplined for 420 years.
向左向右各躺了多少天，对不对？
You remember he laid down to the left and to the right many days.
受苦的年日，你把它加在一起，这个因为一天顶一年嘛，对不对
？For one day it represents one year, and that represents all the afflictions that the Israelites will experience.
我数学可能算错，可能是430，我忘了，反正是400多年就对，430年，430年可能是。
Perhaps my math had made a mistake. I think it was about 430 years.
那么减去七十年。
And after these 70 years, minus the 70 years in Babylon,
他们应该再过360年就应该复国了。
And after 360 years, they will receive their own kingdom.
但我们知道历史上告诉我们说，过了七倍。
But we know through history they had suffered seven times more.
从古列王下令让以色列人归回的日子算起。
From King Cyrus.Made a decree for the Israelites to return.
一直到1948年5月14日，整整2520年。
Until May 14th, 1948, when the Israel became a country again, it was 2,520 years.
弟兄姊妹，多么奇妙的事！
Wasn't that amazing?
有的时候我们拿这个去跟福音朋友去讲神的话语的准确。
Sometimes we use this even as example to tell the gospel friend the precision, the
accuracy
of the word of God.
但是我们读的时候，我们觉得说，如果我们没有信心的好消息
，But sometimes when we read it, if we don't have the good news of the gospel,
我们受的亏损太大。
Then we suffer so much.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为神要把他的目的成就在我们身上。
Because he wants to accomplish his purpose in us.
所以我们如何等候？我们如何在患难中等候主来呢
？How can we wait for his coming in our afflictions?
头一个就是有信心的好消息。
The first is to have the good news of faith.
第二个就是爱心的好消息。
The second is the good news of love.
哎，真的太稀奇了。
It is amazing.
你怎么知道他们有爱心的好消息呢
？How do you know that they can have the good news of love?
因为他们想念使徒保罗。
Because they always kindly think of the Apostle Paul. And they pray from the bottom of their heart. That it is the gospel from the Apostle Paul caused them to be saved. They were not tempted by the tempter.
弟兄姊妹，当你知道一个人他真的跟主的关系是对的时候，
when someone is in the right relationship with the Lord,
你发现他和弟兄姊妹的关系特别近。
You see that he's very close to his brothers and sisters.
什么时候人跟主的关系远的时候，就跟弟兄姊妹关系就远了。
Whenever you're distant from the Lord, then that's when you'll be distant from brothers and sisters.
特别是好像保罗，你是你把这个福音传给我们的。
And they have a sense that Paul, it is you who who shared the gospel.
若不是你来这个传福音，我们今天还受不了这些苦难呢。
If you did not come, then we would not have these afflictions.
你发现这个，这就中了仇敌的诡计。
Then they would be tempted by the tempter.
你发现我们和主的关系远了。
Then we would be far from the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这里边有爱心的好消息。
But here is the good news of love.
他们没有被迷惑。
They were not tempted.
仇敌就今天就告诉我们说，你信耶稣啊，倒霉啊。
And sometimes the tempter will tell us, if you believe in the Lord, then bad things will happen.
越爱主越倒霉，我告诉你。
The more you love the Lord, the more bad luck.
最好不要爱主。
Do not love the Lord.
爱世界好了。
Just love the world.
哎，世界还是很可爱的。
The world is quite lovely.
没关系，你看大部分人都爱世界。
It's okay. See, most majority of people they do love the Lord.
爱世界，
they love the world.
人也看不见的。
It's okay. Even if you love the world, people won't see it.
不要受那么多的苦。
Don't be afflicted so much.
使人没有那么那样的，好像他话语说的，好像给你那么多的爱。
God does not love you so much as he said in his words.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们受了迷惑，
if we were confused and tempted,
我们开始去爱世界，
then we began to love the world.
我们想说爱主，我们有的时候觉得真的遇到了一些难处。
Sometimes when we love the Lord, we receive much difficulties.
我们想摆上的时候，我们有的失败了。
We want to offer ourselves, but we fail again and again.
弟兄姊妹，这个时候呢，在诱惑人的就来了。
But then, sisters, that's when the tempters will come.
但如果我们受了迷惑，我们的亏损真的很大。
But if we're tempted, then great is our loss.
你发现，我们就把我们的神偷偷的换了。
We realize we have substituted our God.
你看当时以色列是不是就是这样呢？
You see, isn't that the case with the Israelites?
圣经上就明明的责备他们说，你们把你们荣耀的神给换了。
Bible clearly rebuked them. You have substituted this God of glory.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们把我们的神都给换了，我们还有什么福分呢？
If we even substitute our God, then where is our blessing?
弟兄姊妹，这里面我们看见说，不仅有信心的好消息。
So here, there's not only the good news of faith,
而且还有爱心的好消息。
But there's the good news of love.
而且后面他接着告诉我们。
And he continues to tell us.
他说，所以弟兄们。
So therefore, brethren,
我们在一切困苦患难之中，因着你们的信心就得了安慰。
Number 7, for this reason, brethren, in all our distress and affliction, we were comforted about you through your faith.
你们靠着主站立得稳，我们就活了。
For now we really live if you stand firm in the Lord.
这告诉我们，我们在患难中，我们等候主带来第三个学习。
So this is a third learning as we wait for him in our afflictions.
不仅我们有信心的好消息。
Not only we have the good news of faith.
我们还有爱心的好消息。
And we have the good news of love.
我们知道主是这样的爱了我们。
We know he loves us so much.
我们不仅仅这个与主这个没有任何的间隔。
Not only we have no distance from the Lord.
我们更加的把自己摆在主的手中。
We continue to surrender ourselves into the hand of the Lord. We continue to obey His leading.
不仅如此，他后面告诉我们说，我们在这个等候主来的，在这个患难中怎样等候主来呢？
He continues to tell us how we should wait for His coming in our afflictions.
在基督的身体里。
Remain in the body of Christ.
基督的身体实在是我们最大的保护。
The body of Christ, it is a great protection for us.
我们想说，如果使徒保罗他都觉着好像都要丧胆了，是不是？
Even Apostle Paul thinks that he will lose his life.
他觉着说，哎呀，这个好像如果听不到你们信心爱心的好消息，我们的灵就受压。
He even said, if I cannot hear this good news of your faith and love, my spirit will be depressed.
我们的灵好像就受捆绑。
My spirit would be abounded.
我的灵就不释放。
And it does not have freedom.
但是听到你们信心爱心的好消息的时候。
But once I hear the good news of your faith and love.
哎呀，我们就活了。
Then we really live.
弟兄姊妹，这实在是我们在基督身体里真实的经历啊。
Isn't that our true experience in the body of Christ?
弟兄姊妹，你看见使徒保罗他们在那里坚固在患难中的帖撒罗尼迦弟兄姊妹。
You see Apostle Paul.He's trying to strengthen and to establish his brothers in the faith. And I trust when Timothy went to visit them, their heart were greatly strengthened.
因为看见弟兄们都在为他们祷告。
Because they saw all the brothers were praying for them.
弟兄们都是站在他们一起的。
So all the brothers were standing together with them.
不仅如此啊。
Not only this.
就连保罗他好像在哥林多那边真的是这个服侍真太艰难了。
Even Paul, when he was serving in Corinth, he met so much difficulty.
多少的反对，多少的这个压力。
So many people opposed him.
但是因着帖撒罗尼迦弟兄姊妹他们信心爱心的好消息
But because of the good news of faith and love from the Thessalonians、
哎、他一下就活过来了
And he became alive
好在这些的困苦艰难当中他们继续的在那里热心的为主在那做 做见证
Even in his distress and affliction they continue to bear a good testimony
弟兄姊妹这是何等奇妙的一件事
It is amazing to see
弟兄姊妹这是我们今天神的儿女怎样的能够在患难中等候主耶稣的再来。
This is also how we can wait for His coming in our afflictions.
弟兄姊妹，活在基督的身体。
That we must live in the body of Christ.
基督的身体实在是我们奇妙的保护。
The body of Christ is a wondrous protection for us.
不仅如此。
Not only this.
不仅有信心的好消息，有爱心的好消息，还有基督的身体的保护。
Not only to have the good news of faith and love and the protection in the body of Christ.
后面使徒保罗就这样说。
And later on, he tells us.
他说我们在神面前。
We are before God.
因着你们甚是喜乐。
We rejoice greatly.
为这一切喜乐，可用何等的感谢为你们报答神呢
？And what thanks can we render to God for you in return for all the joy that we can rejoice in God?
弟兄姊妹，我们如何能够在患难中等候主来呢？
How can we wait for the Lord's coming in our afflictions?
全在乎我们的神。
It is all because of our God.
都是神的恩典保守我们。
It is all because of His grace has kept us.
都是神的智慧。
It is all His wisdom.
弟兄姊妹，这里面使徒保罗在那里感谢神啊。
Here Paul gives thanks to God.
因为使徒保罗这里看见神的智慧。
Because Apostle Paul saw the wisdom of God.
弟兄姊妹，神盼望我们在信心中坚固。
And God wants us to be established in our faith.
但他坚固我们的路是什么呢
？But what is his way to establish our faith?
乃是借着摇动。
It is through shaking. It is through shaking that he will establish us.
弟兄姊妹，太稀奇了。
It is so amazing.
弟兄姊妹，你要真的知道这个，这真的是，我觉得真的是神的智慧啊。
It is really the wisdom of God.
弟兄姊妹，神常常借着摇动让我们的信心坚固。
So often he shakes us so that our faith will be established.
所以你看见那一个刚才的诗歌，那个468首，说我常常摇动，不甚坚定。
So you see in hymns 468, it says, I'm always shaken, not.
这个英文没有的，中文的翻译是非常好的。我常常摇动，我常常摇动，不甚坚定的。
It was not in the English translation, but the Chinese says.
何等可疑，何等这个。不明，我怎么能够行走无所顾忌呢？
It says that I always wherever if I ever go astray, that I'm just always shaking, always doubtful, not firmly rooted.
弟兄姊妹，你只要知道，这是非常的稀奇啊。
But it is amazing.
我们的神是智慧的神。
That he is a God of wisdom.
我读这段话的时候，我就想起这个在许多年前呢，我们在Dunbar我们建了一个篱笆。
And I remember many years ago we built a fence in Dunbar.
那个时候因为这个我们旁边有这个中学的学生啊，高中的学生到我们那在我们的墙上乱画。
Because right next door there was a high school. They would come into our property and live.And draw graffiti on our walls.
所以我想说，那我们其实不是防他们，我们想说你不要在我们上面画，这个去乱画呀。
I wasn't afraid of, we weren't afraid of them, but we didn't want them to graffiti. So we built a fence.
就到了这个 Home Depot， 你知道 Home Depot 什么意思？就是比较 cheap 的东西，然后就买了那些的 fence， 那种网状的 fence 就盖了一圈 fence.
So we went to Home Depot. We bought some cheap chicken wires and built a fence around it.
不是我还是这个反正是反正这个你知道我们不过我们在那里这个做这个篱笆的时候
But when we're building the fence
我们里面就有一个感觉
We had a sense in our heart
他们必受患难
That who
他们必受患难
They will be afflicted.
对，他 be afflicted. 那没错。那么你就发现说，我们这个头天我们把它做好了。
So the first day we built the fence.
第二天我真的不能再忍了，我就去看了。
Second day I couldn't hold it any longer, so I went to see it.
我发现只有一天的功夫。
As I only took one day.
好几根已经变成四十五度角了。
Many fences were already leaning for 45 degrees.
弟兄姊妹，你就发现，就有中高中生他们就来摇来了。
And some high schoolers will come and shake the fence.
但我告诉你，当他摇过以后
，But I tell you, after they shake the fence,
我们就开始坚固了。
Then we continue to strengthen the fence.
你就发现每一个被他们摇的四十五度，最后都是最坚固的。
Every fence that were shaken by them became the strongest.
弟兄姊妹，我们的神非常的智慧。
Our God is very wise.
我们这个记得这个我们前一次受洗，那么有一个这个初中生。
I remember during the last baptismal meeting, there was a middle schooler.
他自己祷告主，这个让他经历过很多次神奇妙的作为。
She was praying that the Lord had caused her to experience much of the wondrous works of God.
但是因为他们要回国嘛，所以他说这个要想说是不是受了浸再回去。
They were returning to China, so they wanted to be baptized before they returned.
但是经过了好几个月的时间。
But after many months,
他就是不肯受浸。
And she was not willing to be baptized.
他就说我就常常摇动的。
She says I was always swaying.
我来到聚会里面我就坚固了。
And every time I come to the meeting, I became strengthened.
回到我的学校里，我就开始摇摆。
But when I returned to my school, I started swaying. I'm always going back and forth. I cannot stand firm.
我们在这边这个使劲的祷告。
We continue to pray very earnestly.
家里人也为他祷告。
And all my family members are praying for me.
她就是一直在那里摆。
And she's always swaying.
好不容易说已经说好了要受浸了。
And even till finally she agreed to be baptized.
过来，她说。还不 ready， 还没准备好。
After a while, she said, "I'm still not ready. I'm not ready."
我说这个，他们这个要回去的时间越过越近了。
And we saw the timetable of their return is closer and closer.
他的家长也盼望他真的赶紧能够受浸的。
And all her family wants her to be baptized.
那我们也没办法。
But we could do anything.
我们也不能勉强人。
We cannot force them to be baptized.
我们不能把她摁到水里去。
We cannot force her down into the water.
那么我们真的要等候主的时间。
So we really had to wait for the Lord's time.
你看我们的主多么奇妙。
But the Lord is wonderful.
那天晚上她这个从聚会的地方出来的时候。
One night when she came out of a meeting.
如果你了解我们Dumbo的话，我们那边有一个电线杆子。
If you knew about Dumbo, there was a
正好在我们的门口。
Right in front of our door.
那个门口那儿有一个那个当然就这个电缆把它这个钢缆就把它。拉住那个电线杆子
and there was a steel wire that holds the pole up.
年轻人他觉得他很有力气。
And some young man thinks that they're very strong.
像我们这年纪大的都绕过去的。
And all the old people like us will go around it.
但是年轻人是跳过去的。
And the young people think that they are strong, so they want to skip over it.
不光是跳，而且还要跳得很高。
Not only she wants to skip, she wants to jump very high to cross over it.
她跳得很高。
And she did jump very high.
那个脚就勾在那一个。
But her
电缆上。
Her feet got caught on the wire.
整个的人是正平着摔下来。
And her whole body fell down flat.
她后来做见证的时候，她说痛的，她都觉着她跟主耶稣说我要死了。
And when she testified later on, she said she was in so much pain.She told the Lord, I'm going to die.
她根本都起不来，一动不能动。
She couldn't even move, she can't get up.
摔得太狠了。
And it was a great fall.
但是非常的稀奇。
But it is wondrous.
旁边正好有一个姊妹就过去给她祷告。
And there was a sister around her that came to pray for her.
她说当阿们祷告以后一点都不痛了。
She says after the prayer, she said amen, and there was no pain at all.
她一下子起来了。
She suddenly got up.
She
says, hey, it doesn't hurt anymore.
一点都不痛了。
Not any pain remained.
她说我要受洗。
She said, I will be baptized.
坚固了。
I'm strengthened.
这一摇晃就坚固了。
As soon as she was shaken, she became strengthened.
弟兄姊妹，我们的神多么智慧啊。
Brothers and sisters, how wise is our God?
仇敌常常在这里摇动我们。
The enemy wants to shake us.
我们的神借着这个摇动把我们的信心都坚固起来。
But through all these shakings, the Lord will strengthen every faith.
弟兄姊妹，这里面就给我们看见我们等候在患难中等候主带来的生活的秘诀。
So here you see all the secret and the keys for us to wait for him in our afflictions.
只有信心的好消息。
That we have the good news of faith.
爱心的好消息。
The good news of love.
基督身体的保护。
The protection of the body of Christ.
还有神的智慧。
And there is the wisdom of God.
借着摇动来坚固我们的信心。
Even through shaking, our faith can be strengthened.
那么后面就给十一节到最后。
And from verse 11 to the end.
给我们看见。当我们这样的等候主再来的
It shows us when we are waiting for him in such a way.
我们看见神的目的就成就在我们的身上。
Then you will see his purpose can be accomplished in us.
我们看见说那个里面爱心增加了。
You see they start to abound and grow and increase in love.
生命的度量增加了。
The capacity of love.
生命长进了。
The life starts to grow.
然后后面说这个当我们的主啊和他众圣徒来的时候，在他面前心里坚固。
Even he continues to say, when the Lord comes with all his saints, we will be established in our hearts.
你看那个时候，那个信心是何等的坚固啊！
And the faith is so, stands so firmly.
而且成为圣洁。
It became holy.
弟兄姊妹，从前我们许许多多这个分心的事。
There are many things that distract us.
我们很多的这个把我们的心思意念都分给这个世界。
There are many things that will distract our hearts that will surrender those to the world. We have surrendered our heart to many things and people in the world. As we learn to wait for him in our afflictions,
弟兄姊妹，你发现我们所有的心思意念都归给他。
Here you will discover that all of our heart will be rendered to God.
圣洁就圣别就分别出来。
That we will be holy, meaning set apart.
弟兄姊妹，我们全人都分别出来。
That our whole being will be set apart.
全人都为主而活。
And our whole being will live for God.
我们身心灵都分别出来。
Our body, soul, and spirit will be separated, consecrated.
至于我和我的家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
Our whole life will be consecrated.
哦，我们全家都分别出来。
For me and my household, we will serve the Lord.
都归给我们的主。
They will all surrender to the Lord.
这是在患难中等候主再来所成就的目的。
And that is a purpose for us in our afflictions.
最后无可责备。
And the end.Without blame.
弟兄姊妹，只有我们的主是无可责备的。
Only our Lord is without blame.
弟兄姊妹，我们都是有瑕疵的。
We have all our weaknesses.
当我们这样来等候主再来的时候
，But as we wait for the Lord,
主把我们都磨成神儿子的形象。
The Lord will form us into the likeness of His Son.
弟兄姊妹，多么奇妙的事情
！What a wondrous work.
弟兄姊妹，所以我们看见说，使徒保罗他用这些话来劝勉，来坚固。在患难中的帖撒罗尼迦的弟兄姊妹。
So we see Apostle Paul was able to strengthen and to establish the brothers and sisters in Thessalonica.
因为神是这样的爱了我们。
Because God loves us so much.
不仅把我们从罪的泥坑里拯救出来。
Not only he rescued us from the pit of sin.
不仅让我们得到一个新的生命。
Not only he gave us a new life.
让我们享受他家中一切的丰富。
Not only we can enjoy all the fullness of his house.
他还真的精心的在那里为我们预约许多多的难处。
With all his wisdom, he appoints these afflictions for us.
每一个难处都必须经过他的预约。
And every affliction had to be appointed by him.
没有一个难处是自己偷偷进来的。
Not one affliction can sneak in by himself.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们的主这样的爱了我们。
Because the Lord loves us so much.
所以我们看弟兄在帖撒罗尼迦弟兄姊妹，他们里面多么的欢喜快乐。
So you see these brothers and sisters in Thessalonica, they rejoice. They have bore the good fruit of faith and love. Even Apostle Paul became alive because of their testimonies.
And
the Lord also comfort our hearts through these words. That our faith will be established.
That
together we will wait for his coming. Let us pray.
主，我们何等感谢你
！Lord, how we thank you！
感谢你，实在是你奇妙甘甜的爱，测量我们一生的年代。
Truly, it is your wonderful, sweet love that crowns all our days.
主，你的爱实在是过于人所能测度的。
Lord, your love is greater than anything man can measure.
你的爱实在是这样的长阔高深。
Your love is high and wide, deep and long.
你的慈爱永远都不改变。
And your love never changes.
因此，我们在你面前就一直来感谢，一直来赞美。
So we'll continue to praise you and to give you thanks.
不仅在顺境中我们感谢赞美你。
Not only in good times.
就是在难处当中，我们更加的感谢赞美你。
Especially in afflictions, we will praise you.
因为你要将你自己永远的旨意成就在我们的身上。
Because you want to accomplish your eternal purpose.
主，我们是何等的感谢赞美你。
Thank you and praise you.
愿你自己这些话常常说在我们的中间。
May you speak your words among us.
我们彼此的劝勉。
That we can encourage one another.
我们彼此在这里一同的等候你的再来。
Together we'll wait for your coming.
让你在我们每一个人身上的旨意都能得以成就。
That your will can be accomplished in every one of us.
愿国度、权柄、荣耀都归给你。
May every kingdom, authority, and power and glory be unto you.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
靠主耶稣基督的。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.